8 day, Bradley. I did early this morning. I guess I just couldn't sleep or something.
Just excited because your first call on that radio was a DX. Am I talking to somebody? It was on a little 10-meter radio, and it was a DX, and it was a guy out of Puerto Rico. I thought I'd done something.
He was coming in really, really good, and that good signal, and the audio was good, and I heard him carry on a couple of other conversations, and he wasn't in a contest or anything, you know. He was just making contact, so he was talking a little bit, so that made it a lot better.
Well, I'm glad that you got a hold of him. You'll get plenty more.
That's me with all the trouble I've been having with it, you know what I mean, and it worked. I actually managed to check into the 80-meter net last night.
Romeo 6-1, repeater. The time is 5 a.m.
Well, I'm glad you got in there. I was tied up with family, so I didn't get to check in.
Annette, I didn't hear you, but there was, I think, 62 or 65 check-ins, something like that.
Nice, then.
The net controller was down in Lexington, so I didn't have any trouble reaching down there.
Report he gave you on the signal.
He didn't give a report. He was just, he was just doing check-ins and acknowledging that you called in.
Well, maybe I'm there every night, net.
At 7 o'clock.
Maybe I can get a shot at getting in there tonight real quick before I have to lay down. Today's my last day. I don't have to play school bus. Start tomorrow, school starts back for my grandkids, so I'll be putting out my Papa school bus sign again.
I used to ride the Papa school bus.
Oh, they like the snacks.
Not by Mickey D's.
For me, I won't. But if that's what they want, I'll stop by Mickey D's for them.
At the radio last night, the only two bands that I could get to appear to work properly was 80 and 40. I couldn't get anything else to really work. The tuner didn't really like it. And you know how you had all the static, and you know it was probably a 3 to 5, and that, but all the others said it was really quiet, and I just can't believe that.
You're gonna find that this area is gonna be totally different from somewhere else. Check into a net up in Pennsylvania, but once it came a certain time, I lost them, and there for a while last summer I couldn't even pick them up at all.
Yeah, New Jersey was coming in real good last night, but some of them were doing 600-800 watts.
Picking up pretty much the middle and eastern end of Pennsylvania. Every now and then I'll get a western Pennsylvania state. But up down the east coast, it seemed like I'm having no problems. And all the way out to like Kansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, and back in there, I'm not having any problems.
Yes. This is, sometimes horizontal antennas, sometimes vertical antennas. HF is one of those things. The only solution that you really have is good noise canceling if you got it, and good as much TV gain, as low loss in your coax as you can get, or wireline, as much noise canceling as you can get, go to your phones, and make a potent put the fire to the wire. And sometimes it's the only way.
Canada yesterday evening on 100 watts.
Sometimes, depends on the propagation. It depends what you're up against. You gotta understand, the propagation on HF is very tough. You never know. I've been in conversations with guys years ago, even now, sometimes you get on here and the propagation will change in 2 minutes, and you'll have a signal from totally another state. It's just gone. It's just the way it is.
Some of that, you would, he'd be coming in good, and then all of a sudden you barely could get him, and then a little bit later he'd be back real good again, and that. So, but I managed to make contact with him, so that was good.
Well, I mean, I when I started around AM, that's why I've got to get up to the East Coast. There's a lot of guys up there I knew, real cool guys, and I'll tell you what, I may have to main one time on 25 watts, but that's, I got a bad antenna, which isn't reliable. But I will tell you, one thing I've learned by watching the AMers, a lot of those old guys, they know how to build antennas. And that's the key. Put $10 in your radio, $150 in your antenna. Way it goes. It's always going to be that way. All right, guys, I'm going to get some vacuum tubes and hot solid state stuff. And I'm going to build a transmitter out of total junk, and I'm not going to spend more than $44.21 on it. And I'm going to Mickey Mouse it and breadboard it together. You'll hear it on here one of these days.
Remember when you were reading up about my antenna? Taking it to that, what was it, G5RV or something like that?
Bernie?
Guy up in Canada was using.
I heard him, but I never did try and get back to him or anything, but I tell you, it's all in propagation. It don't matter if you're running 10 watts or 5,000 watts, the propagation not right. You're not going to make it.
Tell you what, I just got a bunch of things raised and a lot of periodic, and I'll tell you what, I've seen him in 90% of the cases he could get it done.
But I'm fixing to get out here at the house because I'm done. But just to give you an idea, my first contact on HF, my very first contact, was a guy in Puerto Rico on a little over Radio Shack radio that only put out 25 watts. And my antenna watt was maybe 12 feet off the ground.
Remember, guys, it depends on your location. Sometimes, you know, I'm in a bad spot. It's hard, so you never know.
June in the morning, KN4TFW Friday.
June in the morning, Ken. I hope to kick everybody in the morning. Tell everybody I said 7-3s. So I'm going to be clear. KN4 and AP, I'm going to go to ORT.
Tell everybody.
Any major contacts on HF, that's really cool. I remember my first one.
Two contacts on 40, and then I checked into the net on 80, and that was only two bands I could get the radio to actually work on, and then I still got to do something with the antenna, but at least it's working right now on 40 and 80, or it appears to be anyway.
Well, those guys at the wire, too, you need advice. Those guys are pretty good with wire antennas, too. They can help you out when you really get stuck. Point that connector, or no?
I couldn't find anything wrong with the antenna. I had on my coax, I had a wire that was touching, and I fixed it, and that made it better. And that, but still, the SWR is just too high on all the other bands.
Sometimes you gotta do. Sometimes make a coil in the coax for a choke, depending on the length of it. You might want to try that. Take something like a piece of plastic pipe and wind a choke around the end of the coax, somewhere in the coax to try to. Sometimes what I've done too is get a longer piece of coax and add a coupler in it and put a coil in it, and you'd be surprised. It may solve your whole problem.
To fool the radio, right? And ain't gonna make the antenna any better.
One thing, the length of coax depends on what the transmitter needs to see. What you need to find out is what the SWR is at the feed point of the antenna, and that's where you have to match it. And the only way to do that is to take an analyzer and get the impedance at that point at the particular frequency that you want to use. Sometimes coax will resonate because of the sealing issues, will sometimes try to act as the antenna, and sometimes you have to do that. There's J-poles on 2 meters. They are inherent. I finally wound the choke in this one. And this transmitter, it seems to work a lot better. People in the transmitter, remember, these solid-state transmitters are a pain in the neck. I bet you if you took a normal old-style transmitter with a link couple tank circuit, as long as it didn't pull RF all over the place, sometimes you got grounding the transmitter helps, too, to the ground. You'd be surprised how easy a link couple or a vacuum tube transmitter will load into something like that. And 90% of the time, you don't have a problem.
The guy I was talking to, he was on a 30-year-old radio.
What is solid-state stuff? You know what? One thing I've learned with this stuff is, it's really, if you want to learn antenna theory, work with a modern radio, because you're going to find out. You have a stubborn antenna, just like I do here. Gary, California, US, I'm going to try this thing. I don't know if it's going to work, but I want to give it a college try. I've tried about everything else. I got to get some junk for a vertical. I'm going to put one on the ground. I may still do that. But I'm a little bit concerned about the dog if I stick it on the ground. I mean, maybe I'll do it anyway. And just maybe the dog will just have to stay out of there. And if it gets zapped and his fur gets burned off, it'll realize not to mess with it.
This morning, 30 degrees downtown.
Well, it's cold yesterday, but not as bad as this morning. It's been cold. I was in the shop yesterday. I made a mistake. I walked down and see my nephew work on a truck. A bearing, not bad, and his wheel bearing is turning his the Cummings, his old Cummings. Well, not really, it's a 5'9 Cummings. I'll tell you what, that stuff's heavy stuff. Just takes the rotor on the crap off the front of the four-wheel drive, and it's really. I didn't do it like my brother and him did it, but that little 5'9 Cummings is a pretty stout diesel. Behaving this morning. Behaving this morning. My cat.
Thing, well, he probably woke you up anyway, right? Can 4 GFW.
About 2:30.
COT Mobile. Then, how you doing today? Good morning, Al.
I'm pretty good. I had some little bit of fun. I gotta get some set screwed today and maybe next couple days. I think next week or so, a few jobs might come through and I might get something done, which is going in the right direction. And I found out why services for the client said they wouldn't train me.
Doubled. Ed said 73 to everybody and that he made it back to the house already.
He says, repeat, the squats is hard you used to.
Did you ever hear back on your antenna?
Get back with me, but I messed with it and messed with it and checked out a couple of things, and then I managed to get it to start to work on 40 and 80, and then actually my very first contacts was a DX.
Great. I missed the first part of that. Go again.
I messed with it, and I managed to get it to work on 40 and 80, and that not real good, but I mean, I got a 10 over 9 up in Canada, up into Ontario last night.
Morning. Good to hear. What did you do to get that part of it working?
I had one strand of the coax while I was touching the shield, and I took the connector all apart and put it back together, and then I managed to get that. I was just checking, you know, continuity and everything, and realized that there was something wrong with the coax and fixed that, and then that allowed 40 and 80 to come in and, you know, made the S meter start to work and everything and that, but the other bands, I just can't get them to work.
That's the coax. It's separate from the antenna, right?
And that, just checking the antenna right at the end of the antenna, it's just not right. The lowest I can get is about a 4.5.
Did you check for continuity there?
Looked good there. You know, one of the wires could just be too long or too short or something, or just not making a good connection. And I don't know how you would check that, because it's all shielded. There's no naked wires out there, so I don't know exactly how to check that.
Match it with a balance. Match it with, like I said, you see what the antenna at the antenna is, and make something to match it. That's all you do.
Yeah, I get what they say. Hopefully they'll respond today and see what they have to offer for us.
We're probably off last week, and then I'm gonna give them till about noon, and then I'll call them and see what we can do. Maybe we can exchange it and see how it works. And I did manage to check into the 80-meter net last night.
Good. That's good. Well, yeah, we'll see what they say and go from there. I've heard lots of good things about them. I've never worked for those guys. I've heard lots of good things about them, so I'm sure they'll be willing to help out.
When he was responding to emails, you know, he said he'd figure it out or we'd replace it or something. And he just, I just think he's just off for the weekend and just not responding to emails.
Really don't think you're in telephone, believe it or not. It's a hard situation.
What the SWR should be on all the different bands on that antenna, and I'm not even close.
Now remember, those are under certain conditions. Every place is. I have the same thing here. And believe me, I'm telling you, some places it just don't work like that. RF is just one of those things. It's kind of like crossing a highway with a white cane. Sometimes certain things don't apply. Put your analyzer on right at the antenna, try it, and try to hook it right in line there, and just stick it right there, and just zip right to it, and check the impedance at that antenna at different frequencies, and see what impedance it actually has, and see what the capacitance is, and you'd be surprised. If you look in the book of the analyzer, there's a lot of cool things that you can do to find all that. So the analyzer will tell you, you just got to do the math. It's a pain.
The book on that analyzer, I hadn't found a book on it yet.
FJ 213. Let me think. You know what? You might want to call. And actually, that's a pretty good tech line. I've called them before because I had a problem with one of their talking watt meters. And they're pretty good. You'd be surprised. Some of their tech guys can really give you some good advice on stuff like that, how to use one of those things. I don't know where the information is, but I had to play with KI-40S analyzer a lot here. I spent a lot of time. I spent probably 10, 20 hours at this one, a couple times on through the antenna out the window.
4NXE mobile on Echolink.
Me and the Prius today.
You guys doing okay?
Doing well this morning, and yourself?
Yeah, just tootling to work. I've got a busy day, I'm pretty sure.
73, she made it to the house about 5 after 5 this morning.
Wow. Well, that's good for him. He deserves to get off early a day or two.
Did you make my first HF contact? It was a DX on 40 meter in Ontario. I got the antenna to work a little bit on 40 and 80.
Oh, good deal. Did you ever get that antenna? Good grief, slipping my mind. Did you ever get that antenna too?
Negative. I never could get it right there, but the tuner that Ed let me borrow managed to tune 40 and 80 good enough to make a couple of contacts and check into the 80 meter net last night.
Fantastic. I bet that was exciting. It'll be fun once you be able to get around the world there.
Well, I just arrived at work, so I'm going to tell you guys, 73, look forward to catching you in the morning, and I hope you guys Monday isn't too bad and it goes by pretty quickly for you. KN4TFW.
Hey, take care, 73s. I'm glad you got in safe. Hope you have a safe, enjoyable day. KK4NXC.
And you have a good one, and stay safe, and we'll catch you hopefully in the morning or later this week. KK4POT. Oh, your handhelds, Mike.
They got dead batteries in it. I left the Oshawn in the truck, and that the Bofang, it's not worth carrying because it does not, you know, once I get out to Dacusville, that's it. I don't get anybody.
That's a bummer and a half for that.
That's with that 14-inch antenna, too. You know, that I'm not saying I throw it away, because you can always use a car top antenna. Now, I've not tried that yet. I need to. Maybe this week sometime I'll give that a try.
Hunter, walkie-talkie and see if I hook when I get my antenna on the tower again. I want to see if I can hit this repeater with 100 milliwatts like I used to. I gotta get my password because I've got an old computer. If I could get an Echolink, I don't know if you can get down the HF bands if they have nodes to get down there. I don't remember.
I don't think so because, you know, they got it tied into a repeater, which, you know, you're not going to have there. So I don't know.
What you can get done on HF with a computer. I forgot which ones they are. I don't remember how that. I talked to guys that done it. There's some AMers actually had done it, but I don't know. I got to look at the only good thing about echoing is when you don't have a transmitter, you can also do it through your iPhone. Well, actually, when I get my computer set up, I'll be able to do a lot more things that, you know, using the Apple the computer, the Mac Mini, I'll be able to do with speech. I'll be able to do a lot of things. And probably if I get get a new EchoLink password, get on the air with EchoLink, and you can use, you know, if you get into the repeaters when there's problems, I can use that to get in if this transmitter doesn't make it in.
Well, I'm rolling up. Somebody jump out of here. 73's to you, Al. Have a good day. And, Mike, I'll see you when you get in. KK4POT.
All right. Catch you shortly, KK4NXC.
If you didn't take that antenna over to the battery of that cable, I would have done that. But that one stem, he got a connector. Catch you guys tomorrow. God, you got no sense of adventure anymore. I can't believe you didn't try it. I would have done it. I had to do it with this cable for this one once. Okay, I'm really clear. Catch you guys tomorrow.